Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
32060.
You said 329060?
No. 32060. Oh God,
okay.
Excuse me. No. It's 30260.
Okay, and the first and last name on the account?
Cornelia Williams.
And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
Yes, it's 1999 Summerview Court.
City and state?
Morrow, Georgia, 30260. And what was your name again, dear?
Sonia. Okay.
Sonia.
I've located your account for the Smart Fitness Tracker watch. And how's
right.
that watch been working out for you?
Well, I have a problem. When I accepted this offer to get this, my understanding was I was to pay for only shipping. My account was charged for shipping, and then a couple of weeks later, they came back and charged for the watch or the bracelet.
The watch, yes.
Yeah. I was charged twice. I was charged for the shipping on 317, and then you came back and charged my account on 401 for the bracelet, the watch itself.
Give me one moment, please. Still here, one moment.
Sure.
Oh, okay, ma'am. I do apologize for that hole. It looks like you did place the order on March the 15th where you paid the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial. It looks like the trial period ended on March the 29th, so they did bill you the full retail price for that watch.
Okay, I didn't realize it was a 14-day trial.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
I can send the ID back. I opened the package. It's never been used. I can send the item back. I did not want to have this. I just thought it was, because it was a promotional thing that popped up, and I guess I didn't see it or I misread it. I thought you got the item, you paid the $5.97 for shipping. I didn't realize it was a promotional.
Yes, ma'am, but no, they never asked for you to actually return the watch. The only thing they asked you to do was to cancel the account, not return the watch.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't see that. I never saw that. So how can we eliminate this charge that I have?
Well, that charge is considered valid due to it being an after-trial charge. I mean, however, I mean, I can issue you a courtesy refund of 35% of the charge, and you can keep the watch.
I really don't want the watch. I want to return it. I can dispute it with my bank if necessary. But
well, that wouldn't help either, because once your bank contacts our company, we do have to provide them with our legal documentations of our terms and conditions, along with the information on the account. Your bank cannot override terms and conditions, so they're going to hold you responsible for that charge.
And you're willing just to give me what back on it?
It's going to be a 35% refund on the charge.
35% refund. Okay. And I'm going to still call my bank and talk to them and see what they say.
Okay.
Because,
well, if you're still going to go to your bank, we're not going to be able to issue you any refund, because once you dispute that charge with your bank and they contact us, this company does win majority of all disputes filed against this company, so it's going to place your account in charge back once that dispute is lost.
What's your website that I can look at your terms and conditions, please?
Okay, give me one second. It's called...
And I'm not trying to be difficult. It's just that I worked all my life in customer service, and I know they can overturn stuff. I worked in a corporate office, customer care, and they can override if they choose to. I know that for a fact.
Okay. Well, I've been working here for over 13 years, ma'am, and this company is not like any other company. That I know for a fact.
Okay. Where can I find your information?
It's primewirelessearbuds.com. Primewirelessearbuds.com.
Prime Wireless Earbuds?
.com.
Okay, why is it on my bill as some kind of health and fitness something or other?
That's just the name of the billing company, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. All righty, Sonia. I'm gonna look into your website, and then I'll call back before I call my bank.
Okay, well, this offer ends once the call ends, ma'am. So do you accept the 35% refund of the charge?
I don't even have time to look at your terms and conditions.
You can go to the website.
Okay,
you go to the website, you can click on terms and conditions, scroll down just a little bit where it says agreement, and read the terms and conditions.
Okay, you're going to hold on while I do that?
Sure, I can hold for 1 minute.
All in, the refund is not valid, so I need to read it before I end the call.
Sure, go ahead. Once you go to primewirelessearbuds.com, scroll to the very bottom and click on terms and conditions. Scroll down just a little bit where it says trial offer and read the 14-day trial offer.
Okay, give me just a second. I just need to log on.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Is that Prime Wireless Earbud all one word? All together?
All one word, all together. PrimeWirelessEarbuds.com.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Are you guys associated with AT&T?
No,
or
ma'am.
Amazon?
No, ma'am.
Okay, because I'm looking at something that says PrimeWirelessEarbuds.com. Okay, this must be the one. Out of Buffalo, New York?
It should just say PrimeWirelessEarbuds.com. You should see the picture of the man with the wireless earbuds in his hand, in his ear, on a bike.
Hold on. I'm clicking. Okay, yes, I see that.
Okay. And once you scroll down, you should see where it says home, contact us, and terms and conditions.
Got it.
And then once you scroll down just a little bit, you should see where it says trial offer, the 14-day trial offer. Products include enrollment in our recurring shipment program, which is subject to the terms described below.
I'm reading it now. So what's this reoccurring shipping?
That's not for what you have.
Okay. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and accept that offer, but, you know, that's on me because I didn't fully, thoroughly read through the thing, and so I'll accept that.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Sure.
Still here, almost done.
Sure. And then I have a question when you finish as well.
Oh, I'm still here. You can go ahead.
Does this come with a charger?
A watch?
Yeah, I have a Fitbit, and it's I charge it up when the battery runs down. So that's why I'm asking you, does this come with a charger? Because mine does, I have a Fitbit that does need to be charged.
Not that I know of. You can read on that website and see does it come with a charger, but not that I know of.
Okay. So how does it turn on? Well, I guess I can read all that. Because I've never even actually taken it out of the box.
Well, you should have instructions in your box then if you haven't opened the box. Okay, that $34.93 will be refunded back to your credit card within about 5 to 7 business days. You'll also get an email confirming. The account's been canceled to stop any future charges. Is there anything else going to issue it?
That'll be all, Sonia. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.